Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, Mr. Parker, with another podcast, and I'm coming to you guys this time with one about Christian versus Christian war. It is going on. I'm going to be the one to talk about it because it's going on too much and too often, and people are now getting comfortable with just battling against each other. But before I get into that, if you guys didn't check out my last episode, go check out the episode featuring my brother from another ministry, DJ. Oh, excuse me. My brother DJ from another ministry. For some reason, when me and him record episodes, it never, ever fails. Like, if we record, if we try to meet up, the devil tries his best to keep us from talking. And I think that's why I push so hard to get him on episodes, because I'm like, this is getting crazy. Like, every time me and him do something, our episode gets cut off. But you know what I'm going to do from now on when me and him start, when I feature anybody, is we're going to pray before the episode starts, because I don't want the devil trying to interfere and mess things up that God's trying to get out there. So look forward to episode 2 of what me and him was talking about. Please go check the episode. That was my last one. I really appreciate the support, and DJ appreciates it too. But yeah, let's get into the war of Christians. Now, the reason I thought to talk about this is because I've seen so much lately. I've seen this all over online. I've seen this. People actually hit me up about it. Like, it's become disturbing in a way, because now I'm seeing Christians calling out other Christians for not being Christian enough, or just Christians telling other Christians, like, you're not supposed to do this or not supposed to do that, instead of just following your Christian beliefs and going on about it. Now, these are some things I want to cover, okay? Because a lot of Christians see other Christians as judgmental, and they're saying, you're just supposed to be Christian and sit back. But this is my thing. If you are from a Christian church that worships under Pentecostal, that the doctrine is the Pentecostal doctrine, right? Now, a Pentecostal see things a lot different. Like, Pentecostal is what people would consider the strict version of Christians. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Then you have the Christians that are like, you know, non-denominational, where they just go to church and they believe in, you know, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit and everything. But they believe, like, once you're saved, you automatically make it to heaven. Like, there's those Christians. Then there's the Christians that believe in accepting any and everything as long as you follow Christ. Like, you can accept, you know, homosexuality, you can accept this, you can accept that. And anything's accepted because you accept Christ into your life. My mother and I was raised up under Pentecostal. So if you ask me what I am, I'm Pentecostal. But the difference is my mother decided to branch off from the Pentecostal church, not because of bad reasonings or evil intent or any of that. It was because my mom had a different vision. Now, this is the problem with Christians nowadays. People feel you can't have a different vision. There's some Christians that think, like, you shouldn't have that vision, or, like, some Christians think you shouldn't go and perform at another church because you might want to, you know, end up going there. If you like their music, you might all of a sudden be recruited to go there. And, like, some Christians are afraid of losing members. Some Christians are afraid. And then some of them are so messed up that they'll say, you guys can perform here, and then you'll go to perform for them. But then when you ask them to come perform for you, it's, nah, we can't do that because, you know, we don't want the members, you know, weaning, you know, to the other. And it's just messed up to me, because God's Spirit moves how it wants to move. You know, if we have a church member, right, like if my church now, my mother and us, we have a church member that ends up going to another church, you know, without consulting, like without telling us, or without, that's a different scenario. But if you got, it's different if you guys go to perform, and then when you go perform, the church member that you have in your church might say, I feel that God wants me there. Now, there's a difference between just wanting to be there because you might see something you like. It could be guy, girl, you might like the music better, you might like the word better. There's a difference in that and just literally getting up and saying, let me go to another church and church hop. I did a podcast on that already. I'm not going to elaborate on that. But my thing is, your spirit brings you to where it's comfortable. For the most part that I know, anyone that's came in our church, majority of the time, they either stay in our church or they just don't go to church. They never really go to another church. They either stay in our church or go to, or they just don't go to church. But for the people that lose members and panic and you know, I see it on Facebook all the time, like, all these members got to get it. It's like, you're in church for you. That's what you're in church for. You're not in church for nobody else. You're in church for you. You're not in church for the pastor. You're not in church for the members. You're in church for you and your personal relationship with God. That's the main objective when it comes to God's house. That's what it is. So for me, with this Christian, and I bring that up because it leads back into the Christian war. There's Christian wars that go on because people get so caught up in what people are saying about them in the ministry. Like, I even see ministers, church leaders and stuff posting, you know, they hurt me and I can't believe this happened. Just remember, our people before us, like, I'm a part of this new generation. Our people before us, the leaders ahead of us, they didn't have social media like that to confide in. Their source was to go to God about everything. But now I see people going to God about everybody. And not even go to God. My fault. Let me rephrase that. I see people going to Facebook about everybody. Not even God anymore. Like, people getting so to the point now where they're just like, yeah, you know, I just can't take it almost. I got to vent on Facebook. And I've been a part of this a few times. There's been a few times I've been a part of this. There's been a few times that the social media world will catch me and I'll be finding myself writing about stuff like, nah, I don't even do this. Why am I doing this? But it comes down to, the reason I'm doing this is because I got caught up. But I'm telling you guys, listen to me. This is what we have to stop. This Christian war. If you got a problem with people, if you got a problem with something, what we got to learn how to start doing, guys, is really just sitting back and saying, God, I leave this in your hands. Stop rebuking other Christians and rebuking. You don't have the power to do that, especially the fact that I'm seeing people that aren't even pastors doing that and ministers doing that. Y'all don't have the power for that. God didn't give you the power for that. You want to do that? That's church time. You don't have to be on Facebook, all these people doing me wrong, I hope God smites y'all. You don't have to say all those type of things. And I see it all over. Like, if it's not one person, it's not two, it's multiple. And all I see is Christians knocking on the Christians. We should be coming together. We should be figuring out as Christians, especially in a dying age of Christians. Christians are now dying out. And when I say that, I mean by the churches, by the people. People are now saying, I don't need church anymore. You know, because church just hurts people. And like I talked about in one of my episodes, church hurt. Go look it up. It's there. It's there. I have a whole episode talking about church hurt and everything. But it comes down to, for me, it comes down to, as Christians and as people of God and as whatever you are, whatever you follow, we should be coming together to stand together. Us Christians should be saying, look, we got all these people saying we're, you know, we worship the same religion as, you know, slave master religion and made up religion stuff. But we should be saying, you know what? I ain't hearing that. Let me message another church and say, hey, let's do a big concert together. Let's kill these demons out. Let's meet up at a park so we can throw a concert. Let's rent a hall together so we can throw a concert. Let's get four youth people together. I got a few people that we talk. And we talk real deep about things. Like, we don't play around. We get into it. Like, we talk and we're like, hey, we should do this. We should do, like, rap and this and that. And that's another thing. The older Christians got to learn how to accept what the younger Christians are trying to bring to the table. Because a lot of time, the younger Christians don't want to be a part of church anymore or be a part of anything because they feel like they don't have a voice. They feel like they can't say anything. No, you can't go in there and say, I think this is how you should preach, Pastor. Not that. You should be able to go in and say, hey, I got some ideas. If you got talents, dancing, singing, rapping, acting, bring that to the table. Say, Pastor, can I sit with you and talk about what I got an idea for? Because if it's your gift, if you're an artist and you have the gift to do art, you should be saying in your head, I need to bring this to the table and teach other people how to do this and use it. Use it. Like, you know, let me not sit on this. Let me use this art. Let me use this gift God gave me. Instead of sitting back and being quiet. If you have a voice, if you can sing, and you're like, I don't want to sing because, write songs. If you can't write songs, I'm sure in your church there's someone that can write a song but can't sing maybe. They might not be able to sing, but they can write and then give you a song and you can sing that. Come together. We got to start embracing each other as Christians in this war of Christians. we are in a war of Christians. It's sad because the world's gotten us all to the point now where we're fighting against each other. We're fighting against other churches. We're fighting against other people's opinions, other people's statements, other people's beliefs, other people. We're Christians. We're supposed to stand together. I talked to a Christian lady the other day. I was about to say girl, but she's a grown woman. I talked to a Christian lady the other day, and she said, I believe in God. I believe in everything. But she said, I don't believe in the church anymore. I said, why? She said, because the church doesn't let me do what I feel like I know I need to do. And I said, are you dedicated to the church, though? This is the thing. People think they can just walk in and say, hey, just so y'all know, I got to act, and I want to lay it on the table, and I'm ready to act now. Give me some time. Give me a space in the building for 2 hours. Let me get all your members. You can't just walk in and do that. You got to be faithful to the church. You got to show your faithfulness, because otherwise you don't want to be doing it and you're only doing it because you're trying to get popular or you're trying to get big. Like, we're all not Tyler Perry. You know what I mean? We can't just go into church or we can't just get a stage and start doing things, but we can be, and we can do it right. That's my whole point. If Christians support each other, you can make anything happen. I think about how much talent around this world, and like I said, I talk with a few people about working on something, and I'm gonna try my best to work on something. I want a conference, and I think that we need more conferences where the spirit can move, where people aren't blocking you, where people aren't saying you can't praise up in here or you can't do this or you're on a time limit. I'll talk about getting a nice hall and having a huge, amazing function for people of God where people agree, people just come to do music talents, acting talents, whatever it might be, because in this day and age, we all need to stand together. I promise you, the only way for us as Christians to get better is to do this. I always see people posting, you know, Christians always want to say the word, but they don't accept it. No. Don't worry about what other Christians do, but worry about what you're doing. A lot of times Christians feel they can say something like, oh, for me, you know, I just look at it as like they should be over there doing. Don't even say they. Don't say that, because God also says in scriptures, don't talk about his anointing. Don't go against his anointing. Even if there's things I disagree with or don't agree with, like if there's things that I see different than someone else or I see different than another church, I don't even talk bad about them. I just say that's their vision, God. You know, if it's you, it's you. Because you don't want to risk talking about them, because you could be wrong. You know, that's the thing we forget. You can really be wrong. And you don't want to be wrong. You know what I mean? That's what it comes down to. You don't want to be wrong. You don't want to be judging and thinking. I always say, people easy to say, Christians need this, Christians need that. Focus on what you're doing as a Christian. And like I said, I've gotten caught up a few times in that myself. Where it's like, oh, I have to say something, I have to be a part of, or I have to go on Facebook because people aren't getting what I'm saying. Step away from that. You know, that's why I do this podcast, because I can be free. Because all Facebook's going to do, at least people that listen to my podcast a lot from Anchor, because Facebook friends, when they listen, they comment, and they're just doing stuff to combat it, or they want to go to war with you about, nah, I ain't about all that. I just want to serve Christ in my way. And I don't want to verse other Christians. And I don't think any of us should try to verse each other. Stop trying to go to war with other Christians. Stop pointing out what the other Christians are doing. Focus on what you're doing. You know, the only time I bring up what other Christians are doing is if someone asks me. I don't just bring them up because I feel like I bring it up because they ask me or people want to know my take on it. But that's all I had to say. For the Christian war, you know, I'm going to have more talking about this. I'm going to have a few more episodes with other people talking about this, because it's a big topic. Like, I'll probably have a 5-part thing to do with this. The homosexuality episode is coming up again. I have another one coming up pretty soon. And, yeah, I thank you guys for supporting me. Please keep liking. Please keep sharing. Supporting your brother on here. And like I said, the next episode for this will come out soon. I got another episode with DJ coming out soon. I got a Lanita and Fred story soon. I got me and my wife soon. I'm working on things, but I'm also doing a Facebook review page called Dre Day Reviews. You guys can check that out. I've been busy working on that, where I'm doing movie reviews, snack reviews, game reviews, all that type of stuff. So, been real busy, just trying to balance everything out. But thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. Y'all have a blessed day, and stop this war amongst other Christians. Call your Christian fellows, your Christian, what's the word they say? Call your following, nah, I ain't following. It's like, your fellow, call your fellow Christians and pray with them. Instead of like, yo, you shouldn't do this. Call them and pray with them. You know, let's the light that we have, let's push it out. We got to be the light. Let's push that light out. That's all I got for today. Thank you guys for listening. Peace.